revolution had toppled the Russian government 2 days earlier. The next day, Lenin had promised his countrymen they would soon be dropping out of the most destructive war the world had ever seen. This presented Germany with its best chance to break the grueling 3-year standoff on the Western Front. And it was therefore of paramount importance that the Allied powers send munitions and men in greater numbers than ever before to prevent the Germans from breaking through. The United States had remained neutral until April 6, 1917, but American manufacturers, shipping companies, and ports had been doing brisk business since the war broke out in 1914, selling the British, French, and other Allied powers supplies, weapons, and explosives. Tons of exports poured out every day from Gravesend Bay, squeezed in between Bensonhurst and Coney Island. Mont Blanc, built in 1899, was not among the most impressive vessels crossing the sea. She measured 320 feet long and 47 feet wide, fairly standard for a transatlantic vessel, and she wasn't the oldest ship on the seas, but her best days were definitely behind her. She was slow, with a top speed of about 12 miles per hour, roughly one-third the speed of Lusitania, and a long history of bare minimum maintenance. Sensing opportunity when the war started, the French line bought her in 1915, fixed her up enough to transport supplies from North America to Europe, and turned her into a money